At the Metropolitan Museum of Art in New York, there's a big show on right now of the late British painter Francis Bacon. During the second half of the 20th century, Bacon was one of the most important painters in the UK and the world. You can tell a Bacon by its colorful, distorted, grotesque human figures. The work may be brilliant, but it isn't pretty. And some people just hate it. Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher, for instance, called his paintings dreadful. But Francis Bacon has been extremely influential, especially for certain younger artists, such as Jenny Saville. Saville paints huge nudes that are raw and unglamorous. And Studio 360's Sarah Lilly asked her what she loved about the Met's Francis Bacon show.
I spent the whole day in there at the show. It's always a treat to be on your own with the paintings.
Jenny Saville is talking about the current Francis Bacon retrospective, which features paintings of carcasses, sex, devastating ennui, and a psychologically tortured pope. Theoretically, it should be a downer, but wow, Bacon could really paint. He uses rich color fields for a background, on which he gracefully distorts his figures as if they're spilling out of themselves slowly. He makes you almost fall in love with pain.
I suppose the way that he tried to use the materiality of paint to get the sensation across of flesh in a not traditional manner. I was 14 years old when I saw the first big retrospective at the Tate Gallery, and it blew my mind.
We're looking at a 1944 painting of Bacon's called Three Studies for the Base of a Crucifixion. There's no actual crucifixion in it. On a gorgeous orange backdrop, you see an oddly shaped creature, human-ish, but with a long neck and just a snarling mouth at the end of it. It's pretty alarming. Just think of the baby monster that explodes out of the guy's belly in the film Alien. And the thing is, you want to look at this painting for just the same reasons. Amazement, horror, and this undeniable instinct to rubberneck.
The basis of Bacon's work for me is the idea that we are animals propelled by instinct and yet given the gift of reason. That's why I've painted animals so much myself and try to pull out the animal within the human, because it turns you back on more violently onto life itself.
If this creature was designed for the base of a crucifixion, there's no God here.
When that was shown, it was April 1945, and that's the same month Mussolini was hanging in Milan. Hitler just killed himself or was about to kill himself. And that the atrocities that have gone on across Europe, how do you make art in the face of that? I mean, he really comes out of Picasso in the sense that he dealt with making art or making painting of the figure specifically after the advent of film and photography.
He saved images from magazines, reference books, film stills, anything that piqued his interest, which was a lot. And he used those pictures, bent them, crumpled them, marked them up, stepped on them, all to find inspiration for his paintings. It's a fascination Jenny Saville shares.
Yeah, I've got a huge collection of photography that, from medical photography to fashion magazines, pornography, all sorts. And I think one thing I found interesting is that it makes us feel safe when there's a caption underneath. It places it in a category which we can then deal with. If you take away the caption and you just look at the image or you deal with the image, then it's suddenly in a sort of raw state. And I think that that's what Bacon was able to do. He was ruthless.
Saville herself makes work that grabs you and makes you look at it, however uncomfortably. There's nudity, implied brutality, and a shameless intimacy.
I've used my body throughout making paintings. One, because I'm there, and it's there's a fantastic neurosis attached to it because it's you're in your own sort of swirling environment. Every sort of emotion I try and cram into my work, you know, and whatever is appropriate to access the sensation that I want to get at. And if that involves a sense of violence, then I mean, life is incredibly violent, you know, and Bacon, he's trying to record reality as precisely that as he can access.
Francis Bacon and Jenny Saville show that the time-honored act of putting paint to canvas can still be compelling on a gut level. I mean, really fantastic to look at, today and tomorrow.
Like de Kooning, like seeing a brilliant Pollock, you're kind of on your tiptoes and edgy. when I'm in a Bacon room with Bacon paintings, I just want to be in my studio. He's one of those painters that propels you to paint.
For Studio 360, I'm Sarah Lilly.
Francis Bacon, a centenary retrospective, is up now at the Metropolitan Museum in New York City. And you can see some images of works by Bacon and Jenny Saville at studio360.org. While you're there, you can sign up for our free weekly newsletter and subscribe to the free podcast of the show.